Hey guys, welcome to episode 53 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Now you always know that we don't want you to skip workout, but we're going to tell you why specifically in December you need to not skip your workout. If you are getting a case of the wintertime blues and you're already feeling motivated listening to us on your morning drive to work or whatever it is you're doing, then you better turn up, pay attention, and listen in. On to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Can we just talk about the Midwest and what we deal with? The things that we deal with every day in this weather?
Yes, and it's not even necessarily the cold weather, but the lack of sunlight. And, you know, waking up when it's dark and then all of a sudden looking out the window and it's 5 p.m. and it's dark again. So it can be nice weather out. It can be, you know, sunny and 30, gosh. But still, it's like the lack of sunlight is seriously rough.
I wish I had a statistic for this, but fun fact, most people in the Midwest are deficient in vitamin D because of the sunlight and because we just don't eat enough vegetables. So y'all should go get your vitamin D checked if you know you don't get out in the sun and you don't eat as many leafy greens as you should.
So if we were to go get it checked and we were low, then what would you as an RD recommend?
Typically just an over-the-counter vitamin D supplement, vitamin D3. Or if you're not taking a multivitamin, you can get it through a multivitamin too. Another fun fact though, no gummies, because gummies, while they're delicious, they're not actually absorbed as well.
Very interesting. I have gone through a period with my prenatal vitamins of doing some gummies, and then I'm back on regular pills because they're so much cheaper. But yeah, that's very interesting. The gummies are very delicious, but I would be annoyed if I wasn't actually getting the vitamins that I thought I was getting.
And usually, like you said, they are more expensive and you have to take like two. I mean, who's mad about having to take two gummies? But still, they just aren't cost effective, and I'm sorry. Yeah, you're just going to have to eat regular gummy bears to get your gummy fix.
I had to eat 6 gummies for my prenatals. All right. So yeah, this episode, we're talking about the combination of stress during December because of the holidays, and then also the winter blues, which can last from, you know, November to April even. So if you're not really familiar with the winter blues are really defined as a time that you might experience some seasonal depression, but also people notice an increase in getting the common cold, like constant congestion, you know, sniffles, all that, and then an increase in fatigue and an increase in appetite. We all know this. It's like, of course, yeah, this is what happens when it starts to get cold out and you put on a sweater. All of a sudden, you're tired and you want to just eat all the time. In combination with all of those lovely things that I've just described, a lot of us also experience a decrease in our motivation. I mean, it's dark at 5 p.m. and you would love to skip your evening workout. But what we're really going to be hitting on is why you can't miss your workout. This is the most important time for you mentally to get that workout in.
Probably the number one reason why you need to get your workout in specifically this month is because exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't shoot their husbands. If you don't know that quote, I'm sorry. I can't even explain. But for real, a 2005 study from Harvard University suggests walking fast for about 35 minutes a day, so think like a brisk pace, 5 times a week, or 60 minutes a day, 3 times a week, improved symptoms of mild to moderate depression. So think about someone who is clinically diagnosed with depression, how much that affects their symptoms. And if you're just experiencing common case of being moody and winter blues, oh my gosh, imagine the significance that that activity is going to make on your day.
Yeah, the other studies that I was reading that were getting at this same point were that it really doesn't take that much to improve your mood and to get you out of that slump. Because, yeah, we're talking about, you know, some seasonal depression, but a lot of us aren't experiencing diagnosed depression. We're just experiencing like blah, the blahness a lot of these studies were just getting at doing something consistently. And I feel like we always say this with everything. It's like, if you're not going to do it all, that's fine. Just doing something, though, doing a little something 3 days a week is going to make a big, big difference.
Let's say you don't have time to exercise, or I don't know, whatever you've got going on right now. You can't get up at 5 a.m. You can't work out at 5 p.m. If you have a desk job, this is something, even if it's just going outside. I had this epiphany. Gosh, imagine now. I walked outside. I had to go outside to my car or something on a crummy, right? It's been crummy lately. And oh my gosh, I felt like a new person just walking outside, getting fresh air, a little bit of sunshine, and coming back in. So it doesn't have to be long. Step outside, even when it's cold. Yes, put on a jacket, but if there's sunshine outside, get outside, get fresh air, get sunlight, walk around the building, and you're still going to get these same benefits.
Now, I'm the type of person that will avoid cold weather. Like, I don't hate when it's cold outside, but I will definitely like avoid it as much as possible. So the idea of me like walking around the building when it's cold, like I'm never going to do that, but I will walk inside. So maybe on your lunch break, when the weather is cold, you don't sit down and eat your lunch, or you sit down and eat for 10 minutes and you turn off your phone and all that, and then you go on a walk around your building for 20 minutes. I mean, it's so simple, and you just got to get your butt up and just do it. So also this month, a lot of us are experiencing all sorts of types of stress. You know, there's a lot more going on the weekends. You have work pitch-ins. You have all of these presents that you're trying to coordinate to buy. And there's just, it's funny to me because it's 1 month of just like craziness, you know, from Thanksgiving to Christmas. It's just nonstop go, go, go for most of us. And that creates a lot of stress and potentially anxiety for people. So, and this is the period of time where, because you're so busy, you're generally pushing your exercise off because you have other things that you need to be doing. Well, this is the most important time that you need to get that exercise in, because the release of those endorphins and a lot of other neurotransmitters are going to help you feel less anxious and less stressed. And let's be honest, just because you're getting everything done, if you're super stressed out and you're anxious, like, you're not going to have a good time at these parties that you're prepping for, and you're not going to be fun to be around. So try to take something off your plate so that you can get workouts in consistently.
Two things on this. One thing that I've told myself, like a personal mantra, that I think has really made a difference in how I perceive my stress. Like, this week, I have a crazy week. Like, work out in the morning, go to work, teach class, like just nonstop, like you said, traveling this weekend. And when I think about it, I get really overwhelmed. So lately, I've just been trying to tell myself that stress is my perception. I think a lot of times we work things up in our brain. We kind of get ourselves stressed about everything in our own heads. But I just have to tell myself, no, it's a busy week, but I'm only stressed if I make it stressful. It's really about your mentality of, no, I can handle this. I got this. Second thing, kind of going back to your mentality, you know, this is where it's really important. And maybe you're there, maybe you're not on your fitness journey, but you've got to find different motivation than weight loss. That's not what's going to get you out of bed to get your workouts in. It's, how is this going to make me feel? I may not like the workout that's going on, but I know I'm going to feel 10 times better, even if it's 30 minutes, 20 minutes in the morning before I go to work.
I couldn't agree more. If you're used to working out in the morning, let's say you got started, you know, right before the summer, and you've been super consistent, and you now, your body is now used to it, you feel off whenever you don't get that workout in. So whether or not you need to move your workout time, or you need to change it so that it'll work better for you right now, figure that out so that you can get these workouts in consistently. Going off of what you said about like perceiving your stress, I was super stressed out the other night, and I felt like I wasn't ready for all of the stuff that's about to happen, namely having a baby, and how this was going to be a super stressful month. And then I just stopped myself from like going down the rabbit hole and just started like writing things down. That helps me so, so, so much. Is, okay, if I feel like I have nothing ready for the holidays, What is it? Is it that I don't know what I'm going to buy people? Is it that I don't know what I'm going to bring to the pitch-ins? You know, what is it specifically that you're stressed out about? And then just start writing things down. Okay, well then I'm going to make decisions. This is what I'm going to buy. This is when I'm going to go shopping. This is when I'm going to wrap. This just helps me so much with realizing, oh wait, this is manageable. You build it up in your head when really it's straightforward and you can handle it.
Lists are my best friend. Last thing, I'm going down a rabbit hole, but I recently started doing CrossFit and they post the workouts on the app, which is like the best and worst thing because if I, whatever, can't make it there, then I can do the workout on my own. But I've gotten in such a bad habit of in the morning, my alarm goes off and I look up the workout because it doesn't get posted till the day of. And I see it and I like, for example, today it was thrusters and burpees. And you're laying in bed in the cold at 4:30 looking, no one wants to do burpees in that mindset. So today was one where I really had to say, no, go, don't, it's not about the workout. It's about after and how you're going to feel. And so, yeah, if you have the opportunity, don't even know what your workout is. Just show up, just get there. All right. So listening to these tips, you know yourself best. If you have issues this time of year and you just know that you get sucked into that holiday weight gain or all that stress and blahness of this time of year, then take Lauren's advice, you know, write things down, but really adjust your goals. You know, instead of going for a one rep max, maybe you switch your mindset to, I'm just going to get to the gym 5 days a week. That sounds silly, but that's a huge goal. Don't worry about how long you're there. Don't worry about what you're doing. Just get there, show up. The rest will figure itself out. And I promise you're going to feel better for it.
Yeah, I think sometimes people think, oh, this is the time of the year where I usually back off or I usually slack. And so I'm just going to go like full force into working out. It's like, okay, well then all of a sudden something comes up and then you miss a workout and then you don't show up for a week. That's not helpful. So if it does mean that you dial back a little bit, you know, usually you're at the gym for an hour and a half every day. Okay, we'll go for a half hour. There's so many things that you can just do little tweaks and little adjustments that's going to fit better with a more busy schedule and you're still going to get the benefits of working out.
So I work with people who are very overweight and obese, morbidly obese. I hate using that word, but clinically, that's what they're, you know, categorized as. And I've had people who are freaking wheelchair bound, right? Like they can, like hygiene is an issue. And when I have some people that tell me about the exercise that they do, it's just like, oh my gosh, we are all so blessed to just be able to move our bodies in the way that we can. I feel like this is like going down another rabbit hole, but it's just so true. With this time of year, you know, we talk about gratitude and feeling blessed, but really think about that and, you know, how many opportunities you're given and the ability to go to a gym or, you know, move your body the way it does. You know, take some time to reflect on that and hopefully that inspires you and motivates you to use your body to its best abilities.
All right, Katie. So what's one thing that you do to change your habits during December or to combat these winter blues all winter long?
Definitely consistency. Telling my brain to just shut up and not be hard on myself. If I don't go in the morning, I just rearrange my schedule to go in the evening, giving myself some grace. If that means a 20-minute apartment gym workout, I don't let it get to me. And that's so much easier said than done, but I just do something, get my heart rate up and sweat 30 minutes a day. And that, to be honest, that's my checklist right now.
For me, it's like the getting out of bed in the morning, like you described when you're like laying in your bed and you're so warm. So for me, it's, well, number one, setting my alarm for like a reasonable time. Sometimes I'll set my alarm for 5 a.m. knowing like, oh, I don't really need to get up till 5:30. Okay, well then I shouldn't set my alarm early. I should set my alarm for the exact time that I want to get up immediately, and I really like the technique of just like jumping out of bed. Don't even let your brain say yes, no. And I've had to adopt this because I coach in the morning. So you have to get up. It's work is calling. So it's harder to do on the days that I don't coach in the morning. So that's what I try to do during the winter is do that all the time and also set out my workout clothes the night before, which I haven't been doing in so long. So I'm gonna do that this month.
Actually, this is pretty sad. You want to know what really got me out of bed this morning? The fact that my blow dryer was still at the gym. And like, it was a day that like, I had to shower. So I had to go to the gym and get my blow dryer. So embarrassing. But now I'm thinking maybe I should just leave my blow dryer at the gym. But actually, that's probably bad, because then I would just find more reasons not to wash my hair.
And then all of a sudden you'd find yourself like ordering a new blow dryer off Amazon. You'd be like, wait, this is not working.
So if you have any other tips like that, let us know. We'd love to hear them.
All right. Well, that is it for this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Find us on Instagram. Send us an email at fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com. Let us know of what you guys think about this topic and anything else that you want to hear in the upcoming year. We have some really awesome episodes already planned out, but we would love to know what you guys want to hear, because that's why we do this, is to bring you guys the best information we can and to help you live a little happier and healthier life. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.